White, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 21st, 1902. My dear son, Willie. Last Sabbath, I spoke to a good-sized company in the sanitarium chapel. All the seats were filled. I spoke from Revelation 5, bringing in the whole of the chapter. I urged those present to put away, during the week of prayer, all that had been hindering them from coming together in unity. Now, as never before, we are to seek most earnestly to make right every wrong between us and our brethren. We cannot afford to leave sins unconfessed. In my talk, I referred to Matthew 5, verse 23-24, and to the second chapter of James. How many are there who have the religion presented in these scriptures? On Sunday morning, I spoke to the bakery workers, and at the close of my talk, I asked them to kneel with me in prayer. During the week of prayer, meetings will be held in the bakery from 6 to 7 o'clock every evening. I think that I shall go over occasionally and speak for a short time. Yesterday, Brother Boker and Dr. Evans called to see me. We had a pleasant and interesting interview. I wish that you could have been present. There are many things in connection with the work in Los Angeles that call for serious consideration. The new bakery there cannot be made to pay unless more machinery is purchased, and Dr. Evans wished to know whether it would be wise to incur a further debt of thousands of dollars. I told him that he must consider this carefully. He says that he thinks there is a chance to sell the bakery building to some man in Los Angeles, an unbeliever, but he is doubtful whether they will be able to get what the building cost. The rooms above the bakery have been finished off like the rooms of a first-class hotel, and there are very few who would want to pay for expensively finished rooms built over a shop or factory. The question that the brethren in Los Angeles have now to settle is, shall they sell the bakery building for a price below its cost, or shall they carry on the business, while all the time it is consuming means without producing any profits? Dr. Evans says that he has had to get Dr. Loper to take his place at Pasadena, because he is obliged to give the whole of his time to the management of the bakery work. He says that he thinks it would be best to sell the building now, before the debt on it is any heavier, and I agreed with him. If the work cannot be carried forward without a continual investment of means, with no returns, the building would better be sold. The fact is, there is not sufficient ability among the workers in Los Angeles to carry on so large a bakery business and make it pay. If you have any advice to give on this point, please send it to us at once. Dr. Moran has been sick and has been given 3 months' leave of absence. He still holds the Hill Street property. Dr. Evans tells me that he has been to see the Sierra Madre Villa property, which is now offered for $30,000. He thinks that it ought to be purchased, with the furniture. He says that Sister Baker and some others will buy part of the land, and that if the money coming from the sale of the bakery could be invested in this property, there would be a fair sum to start with. I should think that it would be advisable to take advantage of so reasonable an offer. The owner is in Boston, and, wishing to remain there, desires to dispose of his property in California. You have seen the place, and you can give advice regarding what it would be best to do. Dr. Evans and Dr. Anthony have looked the place over carefully and critically, and they think that it is an advantageous property, and that we should purchase it if the means can be secured. I understand that Dr. Evans and his wife have been called to the St. Helena Sanitarium. To me, this seems a strange move. Dr. Evans says that Dr. Loper will do well in Pasadena, but I doubt the wisdom of bringing Dr. Evans to St. Helena when there are so many openings to be filled. I have no special news from Dr. Whitelock and do not know how matters stand regarding the purchase of the Potts Sanitarium. You and Brother Kellogg must arrange this matter. I wish you would consider also the advisability of purchasing the Sierra Madre property. If you have any light in regard to what should be done with reference to these places, please give it to us. May the Lord direct us, is my most earnest desire and prayer. Your family and mine are well. The other day, Brother James bought a new cow for me. He paid $55 for her. The man from whom he bought her was offered $60 for her, but he had promised her to us, and he would not break his bargain.